N0TRW2T. N0TRW2T.
WU2T, N0TR Mobile. Good afternoon, Rusty.
Good afternoon, Tom. I'm mobile also. Lay and I going up. We're going to pick up some things at Walmart and at Home Depot. And my building, the wiring is done. It was done, finished today. I got there a little after 8 this morning by 1:30. He was ready to leave on out and head out. So got all the wiring done. Now I just got to get the heat and air conditioning guy out there and get that done. And I finish my painting, then I can call and tell them to bring my stuff back to me.
Oh, there's a boat out there in the lake, the fisherman. We just passed over Lake Cunningham. Well, that's great, Rusty. Congratulations. Glad to hear that. Who you got to call to bring your stuff back to you?
The U-Haul people, because it's stored in their facility over at Simpsonville. I rented one of those instead of one of those, one of the pods that the rental for the pods was like $280 a month. The rental for this U-Haul box, it was only $68 a month, and I didn't even fill it up. So, you know, and they're keeping it stored inside in the heated, the air-conditioned place, so I'm in good shape there.
I never knew they'd done stuff like that. Ironically, we're headed for Home Depot also in Greer. Pick up some, what do you call those? Metal edging for Bernice's flower garden. And then probably drop by the bank. I don't know what else. Anything else, Mom? No.
Hi, Rusty.
And Elaine.
Hey, Bernice. Hey, Tom and all. Go ahead.
Hi, Bernice and Tom. How are you doing? I'm fine. How about you? Doing pretty good right now. Rusty's been down with a cold, but I think he's on the mend.
We were going up to the pay the water bill this morning. I got a call I didn't want to get. One of my best friends that I talk to every month back up in Kansas that I hunted and feast with and worked with for 30-some years. He passed away, but as they say, he's in a better place now. He just had a leg amputated. And then in the home that he was at, they had a COVID epidemic. And he's out of pain now, so that's good.
It's hard to lose a close friend like that. But as you say, he's in a better place nowadays, and everything going along. So anyway, yeah, I know about that metal edging you're going to get. I've seen it over here at Lowe's, and it's Lowe's and Home Depot both, so I know what you're talking about. So you want to get that done, keep Bernice's flowers looking good. And we're over here on a four-lane road, which is that middle lane in the middle that we're turning. And people on the left side coming towards me are still stopping for school buses over all the way on the other side of the street, and they don't have to do that. And all that can cause more accidents than it helps. W2T Mobile.
I'm sure of that. Speaking of which, we're both on the right track today. There's the red lights in front of us, and the school bus and a little kid getting ready to cross the highway. So I always put my emergency flashers on. And that's good. They take care of our kids.
As long as there's that big area in between the lanes, the median-like area in between the lanes, it's, you don't have to stop for them if they're on the other side of it. Because basically they cannot... schools, bus drivers are not supposed to let them out and have them cross a four-lane road. If it's a two-lane road, in other words, just two lanes, one going each direction, they can do that. But if there's a four-lane, kids are supposed to get off on the side of the road that they live on and walk that way. So anyway, Just thought I'd holler at you and see how you were doing. And I missed therapy yesterday. I missed choir practice rehearsal Monday night. I missed Wednesday night. I missed bells Monday night. Barbershop Monday night, because I've been feeling nasty for about a week.
No, well, I got to go Tuesday and get checked for a hernia, so I had to miss Wednesday and Friday this week. I hope I can go back to doing it, but it puts a strain on that whenever I sit on that recumbent bicycle, and there's something there, but I want it checked out by a surgeon, and so does our family doctor, so I hope it isn't, but I almost know that it's where they put that mesh in before, and it's failing or something. I've heard a lot about that mesh not holding good, but, oh, it's held good for a lot of years, so I can't really complain.
They'll find out everything about it and what you need to have done and get you fixed up. So, anyway, well, I'm going to say 7-3, Suicide City parking lot in front of Walmart. So, you know, there are people who drive like they're wanting to commit murder of their own. So, anyway, I'll talk to you later, and you have a good rest of the day, you and Bernice both. N0TRW2T, 7-3s for now.
There's been some pretty good DX on Wallace and Futuna, and last night I worked Sierra Leone over in Africa on 40 meters on CW and on 20 meters. I worked them before many years ago and have cards from them, but I don't know that I worked them on 40 meters or not, so I see them, I work them, and that's the end of that. Anyways, take care, Rusty. W2T and 0TR 73.